Hey, everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. Alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California. All right, it's my lovely wife, my co-host, my CFO, local art teacher, my best friend, Melissa Ruth Nickerson. Good to see you, Melissa.
Hi.
We got a heck of an episode ahead of us, everybody.
Should I start the clock? I forgot.
It's all right. You know.
I mean, I can. Do you want me to?
Do you want to start it or no?
Sure.
I got an idea on the time. Don't worry about it. I got it.
Great.
So Mel's dressed in yellow. I got this. We're here to go. Andy's here. Good to see you, Andy.
Hi.
We got a heck of an episode, guys. We are going to do a little weekend recap, but mostly we're going to do Melissa's weekend recap because if I look like a little tired, it's because I woke up in Oakland today, like 5-ish. I flew in. We came straight here. Mel has had just the weekend of weekends.
I mean, since we recorded during our episode 7 days ago.
Uh-huh.
My week started.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not over.
No.
And Mel was just telling us how much she loves when someone says, look on the bright side. Mel loves a silver lining.
No. No, I don't.
So if Mel seems a little strung out, a little at her wit's end, after you hear the context of this episode, it'll make a lot of sense. So anyways, before we get into that, everyone, wherever you're listening, please, like, subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that little like button there. Leave a comment saying, I love the podcast, or whatever you want to say. Leave reviews online on Amazon? Apple Podcast, Spotify.
It's what pigs use for shopping.
Yeah. That's correct. Wherever you're at listening, if you could engage in some way or share this podcast, that would be very, very helpful. Also, I got some upcoming shows to share with you in addition to, there's some new ones on sale. So, my next show, well, I've got some dates coming up with other people, opening for other people, but a new one on sale, April 8th, I'm going to be at the Ryman Auditorium as part of the Nateland Presents Good, Clean, Funny. I'm going to be there with Ryan Hamilton, myself, Derek Stroop, Lace Larrabee, Mia Jackson, Paula Kozinski, and Aaron Weber is the special guest host on that. That's at the Ryman. It's incredible. It's quite literally, I'm wearing the hat. It's my favorite venue I've ever done. It's my favorite venue in the whole wide world. So come on out, Nashville, general Nashville area. It's part of the Nashville Comedy Fest. And like I said, Nateland presents there. So it's going to be awesome. Mel will be there. She won't be on the stage.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Where are you going to be?
Backstage.
You're going to be out. Mm-hmm. You're going to be out on Broadway. You know?
I'm going to be on the tractor.
You're going to be on the tractor. Yeah.
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 Going down Broadway.
Mel's got her pink cowboy hat. She's got, first we're going to Aldean's Bar, and then we're going to Kid Rock's Bar. All the best ones. All your favorite music, Jason Aldean and Kid Rock.
I'll catch you later.
Mel's going to do 8 honky-tonks.
I'm going to skip the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
8 Coke Zeros. Mel's going to be buzzing on the Coke Zeros.
Me and all the college spring breakers.
And Claire, because Claire's going to be there
too. Claire's going to love it.
Yeah. Mel's actually going to be driving one of the pedal taverns. You could do that. A different version of you could have been the extrovert who like leads a little group party like that, right?
The cruise director?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you are more naturally extroverted.
Yeah. I like talking to people.
That's an interesting thing you said. I'll do some dates here in a second. You said that just straight up, you do really like talking to people. And that is one of our most fundamental differences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want me to expand on that?
Well, I mean, that's kind of what you do on podcasts. Yeah, I kind of like set up an idea and then maybe.
No, I just... I feel like we're mid comedy dates, and we talked about the Ryman, and now you want me to expand on this. That I just feel like when you are looking at career paths, they should tell you, like, do you like talking to people?
Yeah, yeah.
And therefore, you should sit behind a desk.
Yeah.
And not talk to people, or you should be out
right
from the desk talking to people.
Yeah.
And they
do you like talking to people on podcasts? Sometimes
that's just what I mean.
Sometimes, you know, the flow of any episode, I mean, we're 4 or 5 years into this podcast now, if not more, is just based on how in sync Melissa and I are, and we have not really spent a lot of time together over the last week. We've been out there living different lives. And so, like, a verbal cue of me being like, hey, do you want to expand on that? You're like, oh. All right. Well, I'm going to be in Lexington, Kentucky, April 17th through 19th. Eugene, Oregon, May 2nd through 3rd. Brea, California, May 16th through 18th. New date on sale, Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island. Been waiting for that one to get on sale, June 19th through 21st. Also going to be in Las Vegas in June and July. Some new dates, Greenville, South Carolina on July 27th. New Orleans on 7-11. Oh, I've got those out of order.
Yeah, jeans are out of order, too.
All right. Well, now you got something to contribute to the podcast?
Yep.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. It's almost like maybe the more detail-oriented person should manage the website. Pottstown, PA, Richmond, Virginia, we added a show, Stamford, Connecticut, Kansas City's on sale, San Diego's on sale, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Brooklyn, New York is a new one on sale on December 18th, and we got a few others, New Brunswick, New Jersey, 12/19 through 21, so check it out, everybody, lots of stuff going on sale. I was in Northern California for, we're just going to talk about the weirdness and wildness that was our week, so... on last Tuesday, we do our Girl Scout episode.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Public Square Coffee, pairings.
Cook was on.
Kelsey was here. Mm-hmm. Mia the cat.
Mia the cat was starring.
Yeah.
We have our new pod studio. I get a call.
I get a call.
Well, yeah, I miss a call. You go to the airport.
I do the unthinkable, which is I answer an unknown number. I don't usually do it. Unless like in my line of work, if it's a 310, we'll be like, oh, it might be a gig. Ooh, it might be an audition. I might, you know, if it's an LA number, you're like, this is something important. Mm-hmm. But I take it and
it's the health office.
Hey, so I have Claire in the office. Every parent's just heart sinks when they go, so your child's in the office? Oh gosh.
Well, it's that or the vice principal calling. Hi.
Yeah. In the office.
How are you?
Yeah. You hate a call from the school.
Good. Thanks. Please continue. But yeah, so.
I'd rather get a call from a bill collector than the school.
I know. But it's a good thing I picked her up.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing I picked her up when I did, because I picked her up. They were calling about 10:15.
Right.
I get her home by 11 and she throws up on our porch at 11.
Which, right. I'm glad you said that because, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this, Melissa. You're always like wrestling the tension. When you get a call from the school that your kid's in the office, you are wrestling the tension of, okay.
Are they sick? Yeah.
Or are they, did they not want to go to math today?
Yeah, and all of that, like, they do the mile run on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So everyone's sick Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, and so you're like, I don't want to make a habit of this, but I guess I'll get you. But now you got to run errands with me.
Yep. Yeah, it's not going to be fun.
But I did drop her off. And it was I was going to go run like two errands and then she threw up on the porch. And and then you're like, is this a one-off?
Yeah.
You didn't have breakfast.
Yeah.
That
going to happen.
It.
Yeah.
That was it. And
a little hot today.
You weren't hungry. And that was what our older daughter was like. Well, she didn't feel well and she didn't want to go to school this morning. I was like, we pull her out of bed every day.
Every day.
And so, yeah, then she goes on. I mean, she pukes for 14 hours.
Right. Well, yeah. Let me ask you this. When did you make the, did you immediately, because what happened was they call you, you don't answer. Mel, you're not great at answering your phone.
I swear it doesn't ring.
Yeah.
But we did have them silenced during the episode. Yeah.
You're not
even
great.
Called me. You yeah. called me.
I did call you to try and get yeah. to Melissa. You're yeah. not great at answering
no.
your phone.
No.
You also, a thing about Melissa, you don't hang up the phone.
That's not true. That happened once
no.
yesterday.
No, Melissa. No. Melissa, this happens most of the time when we chat. Is if you're in AirPods, you don't hang up the phone. You wait for me. I've tested this.
I know what you're saying because... No. Do not tell me that on the sixth night of my kid's sickness, I didn't hang up the phone with you.
No, no, right? I'm not. I'm talking about right. in general. This isn't related to their sickness.
I'm usually not on AirPods. I'm okay. only on AirPods when I'm rage cleaning the house at 11 p.m. when they're sick. That is when I have AirPods in.
Okay.
So, no. But anyways, so then the teenagers get home and we have... you know, one bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, you can take a 10-minute shower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After
yeah.
your sport, because Claire's going to need to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, just like nonstop and then cleaning and sanitizing. And our son's like, I don't want to be home.
Right.
Like, right. I should just go somewhere else.
Right.
We're like,
did it?
It's not a bad idea.
Did it feel when you got home? So, right, they call me, and then I call you, and then you call me back, and then I go, we got the call, and then you go get Claire. When she puked, was it a bit of a, were you, like, how does that feel for you? Are you like, okay, I'm glad I got her, or you're like, here we go?
Well.
Like you said, first off, is this a one-off?
At first, you're like, are you actually sick? And then you're like, okay, you are sick.
Yeah.
But did you just eat something bad?
Right.
But then when it just. Keeps
yeah
when you keep puking you're like oh
she stopped we, okay. like you said she puked for 14 hours straight
yeah mm-hmm. and then like when a child like falls asleep on the couch like unprompted mm-hmm. you know like turns off the TV and falls asleep on the couch
yeah
midday you're like okay.
yeah you know
okay. you're sick
you know a kid is really sick when they limit their own screen time. All right, you've earned this one. Did
so
you
then,
ever, let me ask you this. Did you ever get called home from, get? Did you ever in your entire childhood go home sick, midday?
From school?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know if you were allowed to.
If you threw up in the classroom.
Maybe this is because I didn't have a parent at home.
Morning, if you threw up in the classroom in the morning, they're like, you got to get out of here.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
I remember
true.
Kids doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I just didn't get sent home because there's no one home.
Do you remember your elementary school nurse? You know?
The only memory I have of going into my nurse's office, it wasn't even the nurse's office. Like, it was like, I didn't go to a great school, so I think the secretary was also the nurse.
Yeah.
You know? She's running a little triage.
Well, they all are.
Yeah.
They're all like kind of wellness check.
Oh, you know? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're prepping all of them to be like, here's the real signs. Because the kids don't know exactly who to go to.
Yeah. 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 The real hero of the local school is
the
office staff.
Yeah.
Or the secretary. Is that the title? The office manager?
There's usually a group of people. But yeah.
I know. No, I'm talking about the one.
Okay, so at the middle school, there's like a group.
Yeah.
But at the elementary, there's like one desk.
Right.
Yep, you got to get through that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
First line of defense. Yeah.
It also just kind of depends on the school, but yeah.
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 Do you feel like when the school calls you there, that's what's tough is you feel like you're doing that negotiation where you're like, I mean, how sick is she?
That was the conversation I had with the health office.
And what'd they say?
Yeah.
They're like, because they just say she doesn't feel good.
They're like, well, do you want to talk to her? That's kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really tough because you're like, okay, well, I'm over here and I got to get to you, and
yeah,
that's gonna be 30 minutes or you know, wherever your work is.
Yeah,
there's a lot of compromises happening all at once.
I know we talk about this like I'm a real you know, I've beat this drum a lot, but it's again yet another thing. You want to know the difference between a parent and a non-parent. You don't get a call from the school that your kid just puked and your day just comes to a screeching halt.
And like I said, like our week.
Yeah.
You know, like I work, but I like any job, like you can like adjust.
Right.
You know, so like, I mean, on Friday, I was still convincing her to stop. I was convincing her to stop.
Right.
Puking.
Right. Yeah.
Like I was like, nope, you just have a piece of gum. Let's watch a movie.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I gotta, and if I had been like on a laptop at home, she would have puked again. And then she would have been dehydrated. Yeah. And, you know, so as a parent, you know, you're just like, I mean, there are some things you're like, if you don't keep these liquids down, like we're going to be in the ER all weekend.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
And with all the germs, you know, mm-hmm. And, I don't know. I mean, my hat goes off to, I mean, I have friends who are single parents.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to say I was solo parenting.
Yeah.
Not single parenting.
Yeah.
Very different. But there is something when there's one adult,
mm-hmm.
you're like, if I go down.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like my friend, they had it a couple of weeks ago and she had to like DoorDash dinner for her kids. Man.
Yeah.
She was like out.
Yeah. So we think hit our house is it the norovirus? Yeah.
Yeah. So
which I put on the Facebook group. Definitely some people
morning.
Have gotten it. Yeah.
And then the funny thing was we kept you out of the house. You had a one night gig Tuesday night. We didn't have you spend the night Wednesday night. You stayed out in Santa Cruz.
No, one day off. So Tuesday I go to Santa Cruz for that gig.
Yeah.
I'm doing a camp for some Fellowship of Christian Athletes up in Mount Heron outside of Santa Cruz. And you're like, and Claire's sick. And we're like, okay, well, let's extend a night. Let's see how everybody's feeling on Wednesday.
Yep.
So then I come home Thursday.
There's no quarantining in our house.
Yeah.
The germs are out.
And Thursday, I'm a little more like, Joel has a track meet. And that's kind of what I'm coming home for.
Mm-hmm.
That to help in any way that I can for a couple hours. And I also have to do laundry and pack merchandise,
yeah.
You know, because I thought I was coming home. So I come home Thursday and we make the decision like, hey, don't stay here tonight. Because in comedy, there's just no sick days for me. Like, you don't play, you don't get paid. You know, there's no...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could reschedule some of them, but some of them you
That's
can't.
It's a different weekend that you're not
exactly,
working
yeah.
another gig. So
we kind of got to keep me healthy.
Yeah. And so the crazy part was Joel raced two races, had Chick-fil-A with you, and then started throwing up.
That night. The night that I decided to stay at the like local hotel by
the
airport in San Diego is...
The day he went
we're like,
down.
I don't know, maybe I'm being dramatic. Do we need to do this? You're wearing a mask in the house. I am too. You're like, I don't know. I was really dramatic. And then he throws up that night. And you're like, well, that was the right decision.
Yeah. So it just kind of continued and continued. It snowballed from there. But then the icing on the cake was Monday. You're still out. I finally got all the kids back into school. It was a very busy day. Claire was really struggling getting back to the routine after like 6 days off.
Yeah.
It was very difficult. She had a lot of math homework we were trying to do
Which
Sunday
means
and Monday.
You have a lot of math homework.
And it was just a really difficult day for her and therefore me. And then at about 9:30, our power went out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Melissa, No. Melissa's skipping something here, by the way. You also had a mammogram earlier that day.
I had a follow-up mammogram followed by an ultrasound. And then I picked up Claire, and then I did all that. And, you know, these are just procedures. I'm going back in 6 months. These things happen. But
right.
because I'm 40, they're new.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
me. And so I've had like two mammograms and ultrasound in yeah. a period of like 5 weeks. And then the power went out and I was like, okay, so I can't pack lunches. I can't do yeah. the dishes. I can't shower. I don't yeah. shower in the dark. You know, like, just like life stopped. And we rely on noise machines a lot.
Yeah, so and I'm like, out here going like, ooh, I really like this new Jamba Juice smoothie. I've never had this flavor before. Greens and ginger. Mm. Ooh, I'm but sorry, my whole phallus is
it's
cute.
It's very sweet. I had a lot of my friends that were like, what do you need? And I'm like, I'm fine. Like, you can get bleach. You yeah. can go pick up bleach. They'll walk it out to your car. Now, yeah. Which is great.
I just don't like that you were like kind of rude to me over that whole time, Melissa. Like ever since I've got home today or like on the podcast, like you haven't been like super upbeat and friendly. And like, it's like, what's up with that?
Like you're not really welcoming me home.
Like you're not even excited to see me.
So yesterday I showered before the mammogram. I didn't wash my hair. And then
you're
this
like, I'll
morning,
do it tonight.
Yes. And yeah. then this morning I washed my hair in the sink.
Yes.
I was like, we are not thriving, but we're here.
Yeah. Yep. I've been trying to get this mm-hmm. phrase going like jiving and thriving and you don't like it. It hasn't stuck. Like I invented
Bingo Dingo.
Bingo Dingo, but raise him and praise him.
Raise him and praise him.
Like raise him and praise him.
Raise him and praise him.
Raise him and praise him. Yeah, raise him and praise him. Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, the H is a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. That's
raise him and praise
him. That's
what
it is. Raise him and praise him.
That one is really.
We
use
text
that
a text exchange.
Yeah, raise him. Exactly. Yeah. With the little hands. Raise him and praise him. But.
That is ingrained in our
yeah.
vernacular as bingo dingo.
Yeah, but jiving and thriving is just, you're not feeling it.
It's just a little clunky.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Thriving and jiving? Mm-hmm. No.
I don't know how much jive really, you know, kind of works yeah. in this cultural context.
Oh, fair enough.
Jive in. Andy's not going to give it to us.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I told you it didn't work.
In your best interest, you could do better.
Yeah. You know what word like we've dropped as a culture overall is, gosh, I lost the word. Java.
Java. Did not... Well, there's JavaScript.
Yeah.
And then there was Java coffee.
We just
used to say like, oh, get a cup of Java.
Go get a little Java. I was just thinking there was like Java Jives back in the day.
Java Joes that we used to play at
yeah.
a coffee shop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Java is a very 90s
dead.
Word.
Java's dead.
Yeah.
I forgot about JavaScript.
It's like the early days of coffee where they only like, ooh, Indonesia, that's exotic.
Yeah. Like all right, is it? Yeah, you're like, I mean, I know it's not from Nebraska. I know, I assumed it was from somewhere else, but ooh, yeah, let's get myself a little cup of Java. Ooh,
yeah, cup of Java.
Cup of Java.
I guess Joe, too, cup of yeah. Joe, those expressions have kind
you
of
know, yeah. How do you feel about Jamba dropping the juice?
I didn't know this yeah. happened.
Oh, I think I subtly noticed that in the branding, but I yeah. guess is that, yeah, they just, so that makes sense.
Are they like, welcome to Jamba?
Yeah.
They
well, yeah. I don't know if you've been
welcome
to Jamba.
To
I don't know if you've been to Jamba. They don't greet you.
The smell of oranges greets you.
Ooh.
Mm. They're making smoothies?
Can I get a large greens and ginger and a waffle? Because they got waffles.
That'd be $20.
That's one thing I love about Jamba and Subway is that you have a healthy and non-healthy option. You can yeah. go into Jamba Juice and get a greens and ginger healthy smoothie or two waffles and a pretzel.
And like a smoothie filled with frozen yogurt.
Oh. And you can go into Subway and be like, I'm going to get a foot-long, like, healthy veggie sandwich, no cheese, just real good for me, or churro and a personal pizza, please. I'm sorry, sir, are you at a Sbarro at the mall? Life's about options, Melissa. You said, and what I liked what you said is, the real return to form was dairy. That's what you kept telling our kids, because when they started to get their appetite back.
Yeah.
Now, Joel bounced back the next night. Joel didn't want to be sick.
Okay, so he threw up Thursday night, and then he slept most of Friday night.
Right.
He woke up at like 10 p.m. thinking it was morning.
Yeah.
His sleep has been all off.
Yeah.
But then Saturday, he was out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went, the kid got second in the mile, won the 800, got some Chick-fil-A with his dad, went home and puked.
Yeah.
Slept the whole next day. Saturday, it was like, I'm going to go out.
Yeah. The funniest thing was, like, I was trying to sleep, but I heard someone puking, and I thought it was, it sounded like Gloria, but it was Claire again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which you're, like, laying in bed.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out who is puking.
Right.
You know, it's very special.
I would, you have many qualities, and a huge long list of qualities that I enjoy. One of them that I articulated a few years ago was diligence. Like, you are an incredibly hard worker and very detail oriented, and like, you don't skip steps, you don't brush anything under the, you don't, when you're vacuuming, you don't just push it under the couch.
Pick it under the furniture.
Yeah. If you drop something, you pick it up.
Yeah.
You're very diligent, hardworking person, which does really benefit the home when somebody's sick and we're trying not everybody to get it. Because you turn into like a bathroom attendant, essentially. Like, you're cleaning everything down. Constant wipe down.
I know. And finally on Sunday, I was like, I have to stop wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. But like, this is my home.
It's just,
you know,
yeah.
I can't live like this.
Yeah. This is how Melissa became an anti-masker. It was funny because we were having the exact opposite of the COVID experience, is that I would wear the mask at home and then take it off when I left.
Yeah, I think it did feel a little bit like a lockdown, like in the sense that you're like, you go outside like to the go get the bleach and you're like, what are you guys doing out here?
Well, you and I were talking about how it's like when you're in the midst of kids puking, you're like, well, just this is the new normal. No, we'll never be healthy again. And I'm on the road like, I'll never come home again. I just live out here. I've been home in years.
Yeah, no, we were. You kind of have a backup plan.
Right.
You know, you're like, okay. You'll stay in LA because you're going to be there Wednesday. Don't come home Tuesday. Yeah.
Because that's what it was. So today's Thursday. In theory, I'm on after midnight tonight. And like, I had Tuesday, Wednesday. I was going to come home. But I'm like, if I'm not, I'm just going to, if anyone else pukes again, I have to go straight to LA. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But our house really benefits from that. If you were like, this is, you might want to think on this a little bit, but like, what are Mel tips? All right, someone in the house puked. This mom of 17 years is here to help. How do you help prevent that puke? What place do you need to get to? Because I think some parents would be like, just let everybody get it. Let it run its course.
Well, there is. Part of it is like,
gotta build up that herd immunity.
Six in his house, like I was dealing with four, right? There is part of it that you're like, let's just get it over with.
Yeah.
You know, like all of us.
Yeah.
And then we can move on.
The problem is we had one kid that wouldn't get it over with.
Exactly. The first kid. The funniest thing was, I just remembered this. I remember one time we did get the flu, stomach flu. Puking, and we were both puking, and you were in the bathroom and I was puking in the hallway. Like, and I,
oh,
in the moment,
man.
You're like, I can't make it to the kitchen sink. But sorry, you set me up and asked a question and I about puke.
Yeah,
I'll go back to that.
Well, not just well, sick, caring for a sick child.
I think
because that's kind of the theme of this episode.
The first thing is you want to get them on tile.
Yeah.
Got to get him off the carpet and the carpet and rugs are your enemy.
Yeah.
Tile.
So key number one for a puke kid, Mel says, Get him off the carpet. Get him on tile.
Tile. Second thing is, of course, you have like a puke bowl, but then you're like, how do I clean the puke bowl? Because like using like your kitchen scrubber feels wrong.
Uh huh.
That you clean your dishes with.
Yeah.
So what I did, first you're doing a pouring thing, it's the nastiest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But then you want to spray
pouring it.
The toilet.
Yeah. Oh, the toilet makes sense. Yeah,
but
of course, yeah.
Then you want to spray it with like bleach,
mm-hmm.
whatever. I mean, ideally some sort of bleach mix. And then you take some paper towels and you're going to clean that out with paper towels before you add dish soap.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're probably going to clean it with paper towels, not your kitchen scrubber.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. that cleans your dishes.
Yep.
So it's a lot of plastic gloves.
Yeah.
The spray bleach will be your best friend,
because
mm-hmm. You just leave it for like 5 minutes. But if you look, they actually want you to then clean it with soap and water, like all these surfaces. But
right.
You're like, I bleached it. Like,
yeah.
That's all I'm.
That's the superpower.
And then it's just the surfaces, the doorknobs, the mm-hmm. light switches, like everything in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And a lot of mopping.
A lot of mopping. And then for you, you know what kills bacteria? Little whiskey. Old fashioned remedy right there. Little whiskey.
Mm. I can
feel it killing the germs. It's creating a different problem.
Very hydrating. So it's a lot of plastic bags,
gloves.
Plastic gloves. Paper towels, bleach.
Yeah.
Trash runs.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the brat diet.
Yeah.
You know, you got to try.
Mm-hmm.
None of my kids like Pedialyte, but like there's Propel, there's something with some electrolytes.
Yeah.
And just like little sips. Like I was giving them like cups like this with ice and water
mm-hmm.
and straws. And I was like, take little sips.
Yeah.
Like do not chug this.
I think
you'll be right back.
Yeah.
Bathroom.
And I actually think that you did get the sickness, but the mom in you was just like, I don't have time for this.
Well, there is part of it that you're like, I could just get it over with.
Right.
You know? But I think I just got like the fatigue and the like headache and sore throat. And then my stomach prevailed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also I'm like eating in the corner of the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
like away from everyone, like secretly.
Yeah.
I'm having cold cuts from the fridge because if I heat it up, they're going to smell it and want it and they can't eat it. So I'm like, and I'm also like not eating or drinking very much because I have a mask on.
Right.
You know?
That makes sense. So those are practical
and
tips.
And you got to keep an ear because every time you called me, Claire would be like, Mom.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, your kid doesn't need you till you get on the phone, right? Yeah. So, I guess.
And then you just got to keep an ear on him always.
Right.
He's in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. I would be like, even with our teens, I was like, you got to tell me if you're like puking because I got to go sanitize.
Right, right.
You know, or diarrhea. I'm like, you got to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Do not tell me.
Yeah.
You have to re-clean this bathroom. For the next person gets
That's how depressing sickness is like you'll call and be like, it's getting better. We've switched from puke to diarrhea. So that's progress, I guess.
And then in a family, you're like, don't share food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the healthy person should be prepping the food. You know, so, and it's a lot of hand washing.
But who's the healthy person at a certain point? We're all exposed.
At one point, you're like cleaning up nasty stuff with plastic gloves, but then you're like, but how do I get it outside?
Now,
do I open the door? And then I got to clean the door, but then I got to take off the gloves, but then I got to wash my hands.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
The germs are everywhere.
I hadn't even thought of this. On the Facebook group, Joy said, Christine said, literally this weekend, no one tells you vacuuming vomit chunks out of the washing machine would be part of parenthood.
Oh my gosh. That's a new problem.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in your vacuum.
Yeah.
And God bless moms with newborns in cars. You know, if the kids are sick in the car, like, you've got all kinds of crevices that are on another level.
This came up again.
Yeah.
Julie said, my 17-year-old son got it last month. I had to clean it up with so many hot dog pieces on the floor out of the washing machine. This keeps coming up, the washing machine. There are a little bit of hot dog jerkies in the dryer.
Well, that is true. You're just like, okay, now you're going to be doing laundry around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sheets, the towels, the clothes, and then they're like, well, you got to separate it all.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Shay got it. They got it on Christmas the Facebook group. So that's practical. Those are tips. All very helpful tips. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to edit that into a nice little guideline, I think. What about emotional tips? On how to care for your sick children. Where do you go?
I don't have any emotional tips.
Where do you need to go to? What would you recommend to a mom of where to go to mentally? You know? Like, are you like special ops?
I guess,
like Navy SEAL? Like, all I see is the mission?
Yeah.
Are you
tunnel vision or something?
Tunnel vision, yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's very hard to like fall asleep at night when you're like, I might be puking tonight.
Yeah.
Or one of my kids might be puking tonight. Neither one of those scenarios are fun.
Let me ask you this. Would you recommend that somebody hold on to hope? I don't think that in those moments you find hopefulness helpful.
Well, I mean, I did tell you via text, I was like, we got so lucky she didn't puke in the car.
Mm-hmm.
She puked on the porch.
See, you do like silver linings.
That's the silver lining, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, and it is like, I don't know. That's what I said to you. I mean, one of the worst scenarios I ever had was our son went on a retreat with church.
Right.
And he was like sixth grade. And so Thursday night, he kind of had a stuffy nose.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, you have allergies. And I packed him a little. He was all packed for his retreat. He was leaving after school Friday. Mm-hmm. I was like, here's some, you know, allergy meds.
Yeah.
So then straight from after school with his friend to the retreat. Then they go up a mountain Friday night. In the middle of the night, he starts puking, our son. He's like puking in the shower.
Right.
It's a bunch of young adults and preteens. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't know what to do with him. Then Saturday morning, I'm at gymnastics with my two daughters. And I get the call like, hey, he's been puking all night. Mm. So it's like 10, 11 a.m. So now we have to leave gymnastics. And this is what I did. I said, we're going to the gas station. I have to get gas to drive up the mountain.
Yeah.
Pick out a snack. We're driving up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So the girls do that. But then our little one is scared because, like, it's a windy, steep mountain road. So she's screaming the whole time. And so we get up there. And I have to take the puke kid home with the youngest screaming down the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the poor puke kid passes out
because
he didn't sleep all night.
Yeah.
And that is the kind of scenario I'm trying to avoid ever since.
Right.
Is you have to go rescue a sick kid with two other kids.
Yeah. And I'm texting you. I'm like, I found this really good coffee shop in Chattanooga.
that was the worst sick.
This is why I don't like comedians. this is why I'm so public. And I take every chance I can to rant about how comedy is not hard. And the act of stand-up comedy is not easy. Otherwise, everybody would do it because it's the coolest job in the world. The road is not hard. The hardest version of the road is not harder than this. And you leave. You're gone for this. You're just like, and you feel, if you're worth your weight as a partner, you feel terrible. And you're checking in. And I DoorDashed you some dessert one night when you guys still had a good stomach. And I'm checking in on you and stuff. But I'm like, this is... I mean,
well, it's
so hard.
Puke is a parent's problem.
Right.
So you don't say like, hey, grandma, neighbor, friend, will you take care of my puking?
Yeah.
There is nobody else should have to do that.
Yeah, parents have to do this.
Because you got to comfort your kid and get exposed to the same germs they have.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I mean, even celebrities who have, like, nannies and night nurses, you're like, you can't pay someone enough to care for your kids.
No, this is a parental job.
This is a parent's job.
Yeah. There's no DoorDash for cleaning up your kid's puke. You know?
No.
There's no...
It's a different dash.
Yeah, it's a different dash. Yeah, there's no Uber Eats, which are come and clean up my kid's eats that he just puked. That doesn't exist. Unfortunately, and that's a parental job.
And there is, you know, because I was just thinking, like, how much could I pay someone to drive my son down that mountain sick?
Right, right.
And you're just like, nothing. Yeah. Nobody, that's nobody's job but mine.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, these are good tips. And if
See, that was the worst.
If you're thinking about having kids, this is count that cost. Count that cost. Remember how much you hate getting sick, and now care for somebody else. And that's
well. And you're then, happy to do it.
You're because, happy to do it.
No, because you've thrown up before, and I mean, okay, here you go. You know, when you're an adult, when you threw up. And then you had to clean it up.
Yeah. It's nice.
You know?
Because you're a loving parent and a loving mom and a good mom, you are happy in that moment that your kid has somebody to care for them. Because being sick alone is very hard. I mean, I've been sick alone a lot as a kid and growing up and as an adult or on the road. Being sick on the road is terrible, you know? Yeah. But even then, you kind of do have someone cleaning up for you.
That's true. I guess hotels.
Yeah. Now, I've thrown up in hotels and you'll do a decency. And I've puked and had to use the towels, and I'll physically bring them to the maid. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And they're like, whatever, I don't.
Yeah.
They're like, this
and
is
our, unfortunate. And our kids have unfortunately puked in hotel rooms too.
Yeah, so. And will again, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's the exception.
Well, I had a great week in NorCal. Santa Cruz, Petaluma, you know. Yeah. Well, the good news is I didn't get sick because I am no exception to the man flu. The man flu is very real with me. I am so dramatic when I'm sick.
You are a violent puker. Yeah, it's very loud. It's very loud.
I think when we're sick is the only time I'm more dramatic than you.
Probably. Yeah. Yep.
Because you are like a true mom when you're sick, that you're just like, as you go. Like, it doesn't even, like.
I mean, it sucks, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, I think moms learn that in pregnancy.
Yeah. I mean, you'll carry like little doggy bags, tie it off, and then move along on your way. Because a mom is like that. And I'm just like, I need society to stop when I'm sick. Like, I need them to shut down the stock market. Nothing can happen when I'm...
Life is over.
It's a lot.
Suddenly you're having an asthma attack, too.
I cry a lot when I'm sick.
I didn't... That was the issue is... I went into that mammogram and you have to lay down.
Yeah.
And then they're like, the radiologist will be in shortly. And I'm like, I just started bawling.
Yeah.
You're laying down and you're like, I've been like a strong presence for like 6 days.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and then you have to wait to have this like procedure done.
Yeah.
And you're, and that was like, I mean, I have this hair that was like catching all my hairs.
Yeah. And then the power went out at home. I'm laying down in Oakland last night. You're like, so the power's out. You're like, I'm sorry, what? But I mean, like I said, you are, you're a rock. The family needs it because I get a minor cough. I'm like...
It was sweet. My neighbors were texting me. They're like, is your power out?
Yeah.
You okay? And I was like...
So it's nice to have that community, Mom's Network.
Checking in. Apparently, we have like 20 flashlights.
Yeah. That's good. That is good. Yeah, like, it's so quiet in the house.
It was so quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that's how it used to be.
Thank God that the kids had you, and even more, thank God I didn't get sick, because the family cannot handle that kind of drama. When Dad gets man flu, the house just cannot handle it. Even the cats are like, this is a bit much. Come on.
You know, for all the money we pay to board our cats and like keep them healthy while we're traveling, the cats were so, like, they were the support animals.
I mean, when the whole house is puking, the cats are like, well, I mean, we have so much in common now. I do this most days.
They're just laying on the couches with the sick people.
Let me coach you up on your form.
And yeah, it was, I was like, these little fur balls are worth it.
Yeah.
Because they were like really comforting the kids.
Yeah, they were excited that they were home. And then, but the fritter was like, hey, get over. The couch is mine.
Scoot over.
All right. Well, let's do a couple emails. Why don't you scroll up to the top there. We got a couple emails from you guys here. If you guys want to be a part of the podcast, send us an email. Don't make me come back there, gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about some sick adventures. We love talking about that. This email is from Chris right here. Hey, front seater. Samoas can't be top tier because they have fruit coconuts on them. True cookies are not fruit cookies. Creativity's only good enough for second place. Thin Mints and Tagalongs are top tier cookies. I haven't had an adventureful, but it is a possibility. Love what you guys do and would love to have Dustin in Cincinnati. There's a funny bone in Liberty Township with a decent coffee shop not far. There you go, Chris. I'll come back there.
Mm-hmm.
Hot take. In general, I agree with the sentiment, but Samoas are just so good.
There's nothing like them.
Yeah, I think there's a fine line on the coconut fruit kind of thing.
Yeah.
Coconut is such a common candy.
It's also not a fresh fruit that's on there. They didn't shave that right off the coconut and it onto your plate.
Exactly. I mean, there are other candy bars that have coconut in them.
Mm-hmm. So. Almond Joys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
I think that's about it.
Almond Joys got nuts.
You're right. You're right.
I thought there's only three candy bars that have coconut.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's hit another email here. This one is from Adrian. Hey, friends, listening to your discourse about whether or not your middle kids look like their parents. I have a brother 6 years older and a sister 2 years younger. By junior high, my brother was often mistaken for my boyfriend. I was tall, mature for my age. And my sister and I were often asked if we were step or adopted siblings. Icing on the cake, I was often referred to as a genetic throwback child because while I look like neither siblings nor parents, I look a lot like my grandmother. Loving the pic. Hoping to see you in Lexington pending a babysitter. Obviously, Adrian. Nice. You know, it's a thing that people love to do is just comment on how a kid looks.
I know. I think as a society, we've
gone away from
stepped
it.
Stepped back a bit. I don't know about like on the internet.
Yeah.
That's a different monster. But in general, you're not really supposed to comment that much on appearance. I mean, it still happens.
It's never slowed a family member down.
It still happens a lot.
Yeah. It's always coded. My family, if I put on weight, my family go, well, you look healthy.
I mean, if they didn't just say you've gained weight.
Yeah, the nicer ones were a little more subtle. Yeah. And big words from people in my family. All right. This one is also from someone in Cincinnati. This is from Isaac. I just started listening to the Slate of Nateland podcast in the last few months. I love Don't Make Me Come Back There. As someone who grew up going to church in the 90s, as a husband, as a dad of young elementary school students, I so relate to your experiences. Talking about your daughter's upcoming birthday was a good reminder that we need to start planning my son to be a six-year-old, my son's six-year-old party ASAP. This week, my wife and I decided to plan a family vacation to SoCal in June and just happened to book a rental in La Mesa. I'm looking forward to trying Public Square Coffee. What recommendations do you have for our family of 4 days of La Mesa in San Diego? We love to visit local independent restaurants and coffee shops. Well, you've come to the right place right here. You're going to spend most of your time in San Diego, respectfully. Love La Mesa, but you're going to spend more time in San Diego.
Because you're from Cincinnati.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The spots to hit here.
Young Elementary.
In La Mesa. Public Square. The nice thing about this stretch here at Public Square is you have Here and City Tacos, mm-hmm. which is just a good bang bang.
Yeah. Local chain. It's a chain great. In the sense that there's like now yeah. five or so.
There's
City
also,
Tacos.
If yeah. you want pizza, because you're going to do a pizza night, Surfrider is up there too. But as we were talking before, a little up the road is Woodstock's Pizza, mm-hmm. which is my favorite pizza joint in our area. So that
you
and Luigi's is
yeah.
very good in San Diego as well. So
yeah,
I would recommend all of those.
It's going to be June, so you're going to be doing some swimming.
You're going to hit the zoo.
Definitely.
La Jolla Cove.
La Jolla Cove. Yeah. La Jolla Shores. Yeah, it's great. Go see the seals. They're smelly. They're mm-hmm. nice. The zoo is worth it.
Yeah.
SeaWorld is very theme parky these days. So if you like rides and stuff, it's worth it. If you have younger kids, Legoland is a good, quick, easy day trip.
It's a very easy theme park. Uh-huh. SeaWorld is great for if you want to touch.
Yeah.
But if, you know, maybe you have that stuff in Cincinnati, yeah. you know, aquarium type stuff.
Yeah. Which the real standout park in San Diego to me is the zoo. And that mm-hmm. you can go to theme parks better than SeaWorld. You cannot go to zoos better than San Diego. It is an mm-hmm. incredible zoo.
It's the Disneyland of zoos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you stand mm-hmm. on a Wild Safari Park versus the official San Diego zoo?
I haven't done it enough. Hmm. Yeah, I've only done it a handful of times,
just not super recently. It feels like you're in Africa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The safari.
Yeah, you
recommend it more so?
I think Safari Park is an incredible experience.
Right.
I mean, the zoo is like, you can see probably the largest spread of different things.
Yeah.
But it is like, it is a track.
Yeah.
I mean, it is mm-hmm. like,
it's on a hill.
You got to go in with backpacks. You got to go mm-hmm. in and commit because it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Everybody Safari Park is smaller. At the bottom of the,
yes.
of the San Diego Zoo. 100%. Everyone. Yes.
Crashing in front of the flamingos.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Safari Park, I think has one of the highest, like, return, because you're just like, oh my gosh, it's like you look out over this massive, you know, space of all these animals like co-mingling and existing, and it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, both are awesome.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
for sure. You're gonna have to, you know, rush hour traffic. Something to keep in mind.
Yeah, it is a little.
Escondido versus
if you're up here down here in La Mesa, you're not looking forward to going up to.
Do
that.
You remember the Jaguar run? What, you remember like the 3-4 p.m. they do the run, and so you got to factor
cheetahs.
I haven't been there in several years, but you're gonna time that with all the traffic.
Yes, 100%.
If you wait for that.
Yeah
But it is pretty cool. True. So
there you go.
Yeah,
lots
but
of
if
stuff
you're going if to Carlsbad, you wanna... the same thing.
Yeah,
you're gonna get in traffic.
If you want to do a sit down Mexican place, Old Town's fun. And the Coyote Cafe is right there. That's our favorite, like, kind of sit down.
They make the tortillas.
It's nice.
It feels like you're in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of recommendations.
That's a lot. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Balboa Park's awesome.
Oh, Balboa's unbelievable.
If you have little kids, the Nat.
Yeah. And you're at the zoo anyway. So you're right there. So there you go. All right. Another email here. This is from another Dustin.
Okay.
Hey guys, fellow Dustin here with a parenting road trip story. My wife and I have a 6-year-old daughter. Last weekend on Valentine's Day, we had to go out of town for my grandfather's funeral. So my wife and I weren't having a good day and we were both stressed out. We picked our daughter up from school and hit the road for a 3-hour drive. She was wearing a new white sweatshirt and my wife had been stressing for her to not get it dirty. And she made it through the school day without getting it dirty. Then I made the mistake of getting us smoothies for the road. Not long after my daughter said, "Mama, look at me," my wife turns around and found her covered in chocolate smoothie. She had taken the lid off to get the last bit out. Classic. We pull over to the side of the road and get her cleaned up, fussing at her the whole time. They get back on the road. All is quiet for a few minutes. Then a sheet of paper appears between the front seats and our daughter says, "Mama, I made this for you. I'm going to frame it and hang it in my office." Now click on the picture. This is what the girl sent back up to mom. "Mama, you were being mean to me." For our audio listeners, it's a broken heart with a message that says,
"Crossed out hearts.
You are being mean to me."
This six-year-old's really in tune with their emotions.
This reminds me a lot of our youngest kid. Our youngest kid would do something like this. It's in tune with their emotions. It's good art. Some grammar errors.
Classic. Crossed out words.
Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Crossed out heart inside of the broken
yeah.
heart.
She's got a broken heart.
I mean.
The Do you remember the Toptional? Lids are not Toptional. Remember your joke?
Well, yeah, because we, in Vegas, they were advertising for a while. There was a pool that was Toptional.
And then your joke was lids in the van.
Lids in the van are not Toptional. Put your lid on the cover. In the, yeah.
Because it gets sprayed on the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Oh, our yeah. Odyssey. And before that, Old Rusty, the Dodge Caravan had a lot of, it was just a messy,
ceiling
disgusting
stains.
Van.
Yeah.
The van got so bad that we wouldn't do a full cleanup of puke. Yeah, maybe we didn't. All right. That's our episode. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, one more thing. Oh, Norman
one more
in
thing.
Colorado. Great patron. Got me these amazing socks. We talked about how much I love socks. I've been saving them to open them until now. So thank you for some sweet Colorado socks. I got great fans in Colorado.
Thanks, Norman.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Want to give a special thanks to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Thank you so much for contributing to the podcast. First off is Adam Bush.
Avril Griffiths.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Avery Starr.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Gary Teague.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Sam Aris Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Koff.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jen Thirk.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Jonathan Rivera.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Caslon.
Nicole Carraz.
Nick Cordell.
Norman Perrin. Norman Perrin. Sorry, Norman.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Raina Camps.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Scott Elliott.
Stephen Menya. And Tiffany Payne. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.